Finally today, some fun from Bermuda. The island is known for its beaches of ultra-fine sand, perfect for building sand sculptures. Reporter Alex Galifant was on the island for the 20th annual sand sculpture competition and tells us it was a great one.
The sculptures take place on Horseshoe Bay on the southern side of Bermuda. First thing in the morning, organizers form the plots. Big piles of sand marked by 10 by 10 squares of string. That's what competitors get to work with. Jamal Hart is master of ceremonies. He works for Bermuda's Department of Youth, Sport and Recreation.
They're actually competing for a purse prize of $2,000, split amongst four different categories.
There's children, teenagers, an open category,
which consists of individuals, companies, organizations, and then we have the tourist category.
Before you ask, no, I did not compete, but Jamal still let me in on what makes a winning sand sculpture.
What the judges are looking for is originality, creativity, full use of the lot, and, you know, detail. If you're saying you're going to build a mermaid and it looks more like a dinosaur, you know, those things could go against you.
You get 7 hours to build something special. Hart has seen some quality work in his time.
The reigning champion, she produced one that was called A Whale of a Time, and it was a sperm whale fighting with a humpback whale.
The champion was back for this year's contest. Her name is Hannah Emerson Strang. Born and bred in Bermuda, Hannah knows the sand like the back of her hand. She begins by dumping buckets of water onto her plot.
And packing the sand until it sounds pretty much like that, like a solid thwack, and that's how you know your sand is hard-packed and it's safe to carve.
And to carve the sand, Hannah brings a cornucopia of tools.
In my bag of tricks is a spray bottle to wet down your detail, is an artist palette knife, because a sharp edge, you can use a steak knife, but your mother might not appreciate you stealing her knives, a chopstick, sharpened at one end, if I can, and my most favorite one is a straw to blow out the detail work.
After hours of work, the sculptures are complete, around 20 in total. There's a ship being consumed by a terrifying sea python. There's a memorial to Trayvon Martin. Emerson's effort, built with a partner, is a tribute to Cecil the Lion. The sand camera in front of his head carries her message.
The proper way to shoot animals is with a camera, not with a rifle. Like, really, dude?
Further up the beach, two local kids, Monty and Elsie, are showing off their literary effort.
Well, we did wild things.
And we put down, like, a kind of quote that says, "Oh, please don't go, we'll eat you up, we love you so."
Yes, yeah, so this is the boat, and this is the waves, and there's Max, and his boat's got his name on it. And that's the big one.
Yeah, that's the king of the wild things.
And in first place for bragging rights in the family category, we have on plot number 13, the wild things.
We got $250.
What are you going to do with it?
We're going to go on a boat. We're going to go on a boat trip for 4 hours. And we're also going to get ice cream.
And no surprises in the overall category.
Treasures, not trophies. So save our wildlife.
No one begrudges Hannah another win, probably because she teaches sand sculpture too. Many of her competitors are also her students.
I'm so proud.
For The World, I'm Alex Galifant, Bermuda.
Don't forget to clean your shoes, Alex. That's all from us today at the Nan and Bill Harris Studios here at WGBH in Boston. Back with you tomorrow.